Next item, please.
902, request of Craig A. Rogers to address council regarding data, etc.
Good morning.
Morning. Data can wait. There's so many important things going on, I thought I'd comment on something else. The reason why I'm here is because I've noticed that there's a trend here at City Council to keep public input out, and also it's more becoming a spin class down here, and I'm not talking about the kind on the bicycles. I'm talking about the form of speech. And I want to remind you that you're public officials, public servants, and your job is to serve the public. Now, here's a customer survey for one of my favorite stores, QFC. They want input from me on what kind of job they're doing. And we, as members of the public, it's our responsibility to share our thoughts and concerns with you. Here on this housing article, it says, for Wheeler, little tangible on keen issue, and that also involves the homeless. To get to this point, one of the subjects was our right to vote on things up to 500,000. Well, now we're not able to address that, and the real spear into that was that housing, it slows down housing, money for housing. And yet here, who's slowing down the money for housing? And actually, Ted, your name is mentioned all throughout this. So on one hand, you use it where we don't have the right to publicly address 500,000 and below, and yet it's saying we're slowing down money for housing, but here it says that it's City Council that's slowing the money down. So who's telling the truth? And propaganda is executive arm of the invisible government. That's by the father of spin, Edward Bernay. I really encourage everybody to look this gentleman's name up and educate yourself. Propaganda is the executive arm of the invisible government. Here's a comment made by somebody who was really pushing us not having the right to vote for things below 500,000. During my evolution as a leader on council, I've learned that there is no substitute for robust public discussion on important issues before council. Well, I say talk is cheap. Reputations are never made by what you're going to do. Now, here we got Portland foot solar powers bill after company defaults. Portland stuck with paying $5 million. Judge rules council misspent $17 million. City council could enter secret deal with PGE. Close friend said I would remind him that the deal's revenues have to be reported to PGE's FERC Form 1, that's FERC, as the only secrets here are those being kept from the commissioners. Is it any wonder that on this survey, I mean, don't you get it? Where's the prudent decisions? So the only thing I have to say is that there's more fish in the sea.
Thank you.